What's up? It's Justin on 101.7 The Beach, and I'm happy to be in studio with my friends from the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center, Julianne, who's come and hang out with me a bunch of times before, right, Julianne?
Oh, you know this is my favorite place to be.
Oh my God, that's a great compliment.
I love coming to hang out with you,
Justin. Just the radio studio, hanging out in the radio studio.
Yeah, it's a great place to be. It's very welcoming. It's light. It's great. I love seeing you.
Oh, well, thank you. I love seeing you too, Julianne. And we also have Heather, who is the brand new sparkling communications manager. Is that what the right title?
Yes, that's right. I'm so happy to be here.
It's really cool to have you here. I hope you feel at least as welcome as Julianne.
I totally feels. Do. Thank you.
So you guys at the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center are year-round, 12 months a year. There are always things happening there. I know you have busy summers.
Right. Of course. The summer season is hugely busy, right? It's where we have the bulk of our main stage shows. We have right. our finest in world cinema program. And of course, we have our week-long camps for kids all summer long. But truly, we are a year-round organization. We are busy all year round. Our after-school class program is just exploded. We have adult education offerings. That's a really cool program.
It's called, really cool.
Yeah. Sip and Sing and Sip and Speak. So they're public speaking and singing classes, and they also feature curated wines Ooh. Each time. Yeah, it's so much fun.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah, plus we have a new program called The Moment, where people can come on a Monday morning. There's one each month, and they learn from an entrepreneur in different various fields. And that's a really cool free program that we have. So we have a lot of education stuff going on for all ages all year round. We show films almost every weekend, first run foreign films, documentaries, a really great mix curated by our box office director, Allison Frost. And then, of course, we have main stage shows. So on Saturday, we just had the English Town Project. We had all the Deadheads in. It was a party. It was really, really, really fun. So yeah, we have that curtain up all year round. So, we're plugging away.
Yeah. I mean, it's really cool. Now I know that, people think of a theater, they think of theater productions and they think right. of stage shows, mm-hmm. And you guys do plenty of that and you guys do it really, really well. But there's all sorts of different things that happen at the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center that maybe if theater isn't necessarily your thing, there's tons of things that are going on that you can involve yourself in and entertain yourself with.
Absolutely. So yeah, our education programs, those are our production-based classes. So right now we have kids working on The Addams Family. So that's a production that will mount from top to bottom. Also, our young ensemble is working on Once Upon a Mattress. So yes, we mount theatrical productions.
Right.
But then we're also presenting really awesome rock concerts, comedy. And then we're also dipping a toe. You're going to see our programming start to change a little bit Ooh. In 2020. We're going to look at some podcasts, some motivational speakers, just looking for ways to really engage the community in new and exciting ways.
Julianne has some tricks up her sleeve.
I can see some tricks up my sleeve.
There are things happening. We're talking about podcasts, new things for 2020. Mm-hmm. WHBPAC.org, yes. right, to learn more.
Yes.
By the way, Giving Tuesday is actually tomorrow.
That's right.
Go ahead. You know more about it than me. I'm just the guy that my whole goal was just to get you to talk about Giving Tuesday. So let's go ahead.
That's right. So Giving Tuesday is our campaign for year-end giving, and we are going to have so much amazing content on our social media channels. So we're really hoping that all of you listening will check out our social media on Instagram at WHBPAC and at Facebook at WHBPAC. And we're going to have videos and stories and lives, and we have so much really fun stuff. So all day long, you should be checking us out. We can't do what we do, all of the great programs that Julianne's talking about. We can't do that unless we have our community supporting us, and all of the generous donations that people give us helps support and fund all of this great programming.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I'm always a big proponent of supporting local art. I think that's really important. Whether it's giving kids something to do after school, or honestly, with a program like this, the SIP series, I'll call it.
Yes.
Like, that's really cool. If you work a 9-to-5 and you have a little bit of a creative interest, or even if you've never tried something like that before, give you a little something else to do, something else to do aside from going to work and coming home.
Absolutely.
And all those things are made possible by the community support.
It really is. I mean, we have to raise $1.3 million every year. So
it's a big number.
Yeah. So tuition, ticket sales, that only covers about half of what it takes to keep the theater operational. So we really do rely on our donors. And that being said, no gift is too small. That's why I love Giving Tuesday, because it's so easy. You know, $5, the price of a cup of coffee, just hit the donate button. Again, we have some really funny stuff we're going to be posting tomorrow. So that's going to be great for people to see. And if you like what you see, you can just click that little button. And we're so appreciative for any and all support.
There you go. It makes it simple for you. You don't have to, there's no busting out the checkbook and the big ledger.
No, online. Just click donate. Click that's all donate. You have to do.
And you're done.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Julianne Heather from the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center.
We have to talk about our holiday spectacular.
Absolutely. Don't worry. We got plenty of time.
Oh, good.
We're transitioning. I just want to make sure that everyone knows we've got two of the finest from West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center here.
True.
So hard workers, and they're here hanging out, Giving Tuesdays tomorrow.
Yes.
And all the donations are appreciated. Checking out their feed, not just is beyond the donations. You guys have a whole like thing that's going to be happening across social.
It's going to be crazy. There's some really wild content, things inspired by Billy on the Street, things inspired by James Corden's Carpool Karaoke.
Ooh.
Yes, we're going to have sort of a newlywed game thing going on. There's just going to be a lot of surprises and fun stuff that's
the
happening.
Creative
all day
minds
long.
Yeah. Behind West End of Beach Performing Arts Center.
You know, Justin, and the other part of it is we want people to know we are not a stuffy country club theater. We
right.
are a
wow.
place for the community, and we're a place that likes to have fun. If you were at the English Town Project on Saturday, you would have seen it's all about fun. We want
wow.
people to treat our theater like their home and like they're part of our family. That's really important to us. And not everything has to be so serious all the time. We're in the business of fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
WHBPAC.org, right?
Yes. So the other thing that we have coming up that I just want to mention, we are, you know, collaboration is really important to us. And we love our friends on the east side of the canal. And Ooh. It's really important to us. You know, we are very supportive of the other arts institutions on the east end. And we're really happy to be partnering for the first time with our fabulous variety show this year. Anita and Kasha are great friends to me personally, but also they are teaching artists during our summer program. So we have already a great working relationship, but I so admire what they do. They're coming off a great run of their Galactic Nights show, and they are going to be collaborating with us on a holiday spectacular. So it's a holiday variety show. It's going to be at the Performing Arts Center December 6th and December 7th. On December 6th, it's a 7 p.m. show. December 7th, it's a 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. show, and it's going to feature all of their students and all of our students. So it's going to feature our young ensemble, our teen students. Our Sip and Sing class is going to sing a medley. And we have a brand new program called Upbeat, which is a singing program for students with special needs. They'll be performing as part of that show as well.
Wow.
Yeah,
really cool.
It's really, really cool.
And everybody's going to be
everybody.
Performing.
And then our teaching artists, so Anita, Kasha, myself, Kristen Palakis, our teaching artist, Valerie DiLorenzo, who's really well known throughout the East End, we'll all be singing as well as part of the performance. So it's just a great, get in the holiday spirit kind right. of show. We're going to have hot cocoa and special drinks in the lounge. Santa will be there on Saturday afternoon.
Santa's going to be there?
I know him.
Your communications manager, you got Santa to come all the way down to West Hampton Beach.
I had to pull a few strings, but we got him.
You got Santa.
Yeah.
What day is that?
So that's going to be December 6th and 7th. So it's Friday and Saturday. Friday's just a 7 p.m. show. And Saturday, 2 p.m., come and see Santa. And then there'll be another performance at 7 p.m. on the Saturday. But it's going to be really special. It's going to be over 50 performers, ages 5 to 85.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's going to be a really special community event. So we encourage everybody to come on out for that.
That is super cool. 6th and 7th, right?
But yes, 6th
it's
and 7th.
East meets West? What is it? What is
East
that big
East meets
building?
West. There Holiday Spectacular. East meets West.
Oh,
and
wow.
We're so excited to welcome our friends from East Hampton, and it's going to be a really special show.
That's awesome. But you buy tickets, right? Right now?
Yes, right now. And buy they're going yourself. Fast. They're
Don't
going fast.
Waste any time. Go to WHBPAC.org. Get yourself some tickets to the Holiday Spectacular. Tons of different artists and creators will be there, including Anita and our Fabulous Friday show. Yes. They both, I know they did a show recently. I believe they did it out east. So they're coming
yes,
out.
Yes, at Guildhall. Yeah, they're Galactic Hall. Nights. I was there. It was fabulous.
Did you like it?
It was so great. I mean, they are wild. That's what I love most about them because we're a little more traditional.
Ooh.
And so I think it's going to be a really cool show because it's going to have something for everyone.
Right. Nice collaboration.
Yeah. And that's a collaboration. And I so admire the work that they do. So it just made sense.
Which is really cool that you guys are working together. So it's not like... This is not like Anchorman where you have the rival, theater production groups with the, you remember that scene at the end?
Yes.
Was that the second movie or the first movie?
Second.
It was the second movie. Yeah. None of that is happening.
Park.
Yes.
Yeah.
The showdown.
Anchorman.
Yeah. We're not meeting at the canal. It's all love.
No meeting at the canal. Matter of fact, you're coming together to do a show and Santa Claus. If there's ever a peacemaker in the world, Santa Claus
Santa
will be there.
Is the man to do it.
Yes. That's so cool. 6th and 7th, WHBPAC.org. So what else is going on for December? Anything else that we need to know?
This December, we have the Nutcracker, which is such a beloved holiday tradition at the PAC. It's put on by Peconic Ballet Theater, who we've worked with for years and years and years. It's about 70 young dancers alongside professionals. It's so magical. That's Saturday, December 14th, 12 p.m. and 7 p.m. and Sunday, December 15th at 12 p.m. and 5 p.m. So tickets are still available. Very few tickets are still available for that, but it's a magical, lovely show. So we're just having a really wild December. We have something every week. And then right before the new year,
we will be showing the Destination Motown featuring the Sensational Soul Cruisers.
Ooh, Sensational Soul Cruisers.
And they're on December 28th at 8 p.m. And they showcase the soul hits of Motown, Philly Soul, Stax Records, Hitsville USA. So they're phenomenal. So
That's
if you
really
like
cool.
that music, you're going to love this performance. You should definitely get tickets. They could make a great gift offering for someone. Someone who's really hard to shop for on your holiday list, who loves The Temptations, Jackson 5, Marvin Gaye, even Cool in the Gang,
cool
Chicago.
In the game.
You would definitely love this show. And
so
tickets are also selling really fast, so definitely grab them while you can.
The 28th, that means a couple days before there's a particular day where people like to give gifts to people. Maybe you can just head on over to WHBPAC.org.
And what I love about that is there's nothing better than giving somebody tickets to something at Christmas and then saying, oh, and we're going in a few days.
We're going in a couple days.
Then you don't have to wait. It's like the present is right there. I love that.
You know what I read? And now I probably shouldn't say this because I have really no facts to back this up right now. Like I read it somewhere.
Okay.
And it is true. But I mean, you have to just take my word for it.
Okay.
I read that if you have kids, but I would imagine this works for anybody.
Sure.
If you're giving a gift to someone, research shows that if you give an experience, that will have for kids will have a lasting effect on it'll have a lasting effect for them, and for other people they'll remember it more. And other people, like kids and other people, but for adults it'll have a lasting effect. They'll remember an experience way more than some items.
I am all about experiences. And we do, you know, every year we find people, grandparents will buy a week of camp for their grandchildren. That's
there
a really
go.
Cool thing. And so you can do gift certificates, and we do sell gift certificates, and people can use them for camps. They can use them for shows. It's really, really cool. I think it's a great gift.
Right? Now, I hope that research is true.
It's true. I know personally it is.
There you go.
Yes. Yeah. You know Riley, my daughter.
I do.
And,
yeah.
And I'll never forget. I got her Hamilton tickets for Christmas.
Wow.
And
Whoa.
It was the same thing. We went on the 28th.
Wow.
So it was like she didn't even have to wait. I had to wait, and it killed me because I bought them in March. It was torturous. But when she opened those tickets, that was like, it was unbelievable. And then to be able to go, and you know, she went with her dad because I had already seen it. So but it was magical, and she still talks about it. So I think experiences are great, and that's what we offer at the Performing Arts Center. It's about experiences
and making memories and building memories with your family. So it's such a great opportunity.
That's awesome. Yeah. See, there you go. Holiday season, if you're looking for something. Look, I feel like we're heading, not to get so philosophical or like existential here.
I
feel like there's a lot of, we've reached like a point where, you know, My phone is getting kind of old. I'm going to replace it soon, but it still works pretty good.
Right.
You know what I mean? At a certain point, you reach a point where all the tech and all the different gadgets and the items that you can have, you probably have as many of them as you could have.
Right. And I think with like the state of the planet, people are really interested in sustainability. You know,
wow.
So it's like, how much more stuff are we going to buy and how much more stuff are we going to send to the landfill? Now we're getting really philosophical.
Julian just took that.
My
mind is blown.
But I'm just saying, instead of some more stuff,
right.
Think about some tickets. Come see a show.
You'll never hang out with us. Come hang out. You get to hang out with Julian and Heather. They're both there and everyone at the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center. You guys are honestly, you know, again, there's no Anchorman situations. I love all the theaters, but you guys are one of my favorite groups to work with.
Aww.
Love having you guys in the studio, hanging out, talking about things that are coming up.
Then you're our favorite too.
Wow. Did I just buy that favor?
No, it's true. And Justin, we really do treasure our relationship with you guys over here. And you've been such great supporters of ours. And we're so appreciative. And it's just all love. It's all love, the East End community.
We have fun. And we like to have fun. And you guys have fun too. So recap, whbpac.org. Mm-hmm. Buy yourself some tickets. Bunch of stuff coming up. Giving Tuesday's tomorrow. So social media will be, as the kids say, lit.
Lit.
There will be a lot of things happening on social. Yeah. Then after that, the 6th and 7th, which is this coming weekend,
yes.
Got the Holiday Spectacular. Bringing out our fabulous variety show. They're coming to West Hampton Beach.
Yes.
Santa is coming to West Hampton Beach.
We got it all going on.
That's crazy. The Nutcracker later on this month.
Yes.
Motown Spectacular. Yes. Is that what it's called?
Destination Motown.
Destination Motown. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great show. That's the 28th, which is the day before my birthday.
Justin!
Now, if you're listening.
I know what I'm getting you for your birthday.
If you're listening, look, I'm not saying anything, but, you know, I don't know.
All right.
Show like that, somebody listening is thinking about, what should I get Justin for his birthday / Christmas? That is dead center.
All right.
A little to the right, I guess, because 29, 28 is closer, but that's really close. That's right
in
between.
I love it.
Wow. That's cool. Well, I'll just put that out there anyway. thinking about that, you know, make of that what you will. WHBPAC.org for more. Do we miss anything?
I think we got it all.
We'll have you back if we miss something.
All right. Very good.
Thank you for coming down to the studio.
Thanks for having us, Justin.
Thank you.
Of course. And again, WHBPAC.org for more and follow them for Giving Tuesday. It'll be a lot of fun. At WHBPAC.